This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Spencer, your guest host, sitting in for Daniel today, a huge fan of Joyce Riley. I have as my guest for the second hour one of the most formidable intellects dealing with contemporary issues, political affairs, and so forth, Robert David Steele. He's a former Marine Corps and CIA intel analyst. He's done brilliant jobs exposing what's going on in the world today, I believe. The President of the United States would be better served if we were listening to Robert David Steele than to John Bolton or Mike Pompeo. Robert, I can't thank you enough for coming on. My first hour guest, Ole Damegaard, who's an expert on false flag attacks, was explaining why he's concerned that one may yet be planned for Washington, D.C., and between the Washington Monument and the Capitol. I'm afraid Ole's been too successful in the past predicting these things not to take it seriously. What are your thoughts?
That Benjamin Netanyahu is in the middle of a massive lying spree, and myself and Gareth Porter and many others have pointed out to everybody that everything that Benjamin Netanyahu is saying today about the Iranian nuclear program is a lie. All of the stuff that he's using in his videotapes and his imagery and all that stuff, this is all old and it's crap. He is asking the public to believe that the Iranians kept top secret nuclear materials in a tin shed with no air conditioning and no lock on the door. This is the most obvious lie I have ever seen in my 66 years of life. Benjamin Netanyahu is a big, fat liar. And that means, Jim, that he's desperate. And that means that the Israelis who did the USS Liberty, who did 9/11, who were part of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the Israelis, the Zionists, are absolutely ready to do a false flag in Washington, D.C. I will agree with Ole that this is a serious possibility.
Yeah, very, very troubling to me, and I agree with you 100%. Everything that Netanyahu has been saying about Iran is ridiculous on its face. Iran never even threatened to wipe Israel off the map. That was a flawed translation, talking about the Likudnik regime in power in Israel would pass with time, that we wouldn't have to put up with these terrorist fanatics forever. Unfortunately, if they have their way, it may be that forever is very much at hand, because they could easily, it seems to me, precipitate World War III. Russia cannot stand by and allow either Syria or Iran to collapse. They are not going to let it happen. And their military technology, because they have experts who are interested in the quality of the weapons and not the margin of their profits, actually work and could take out all of our planes, our missiles in the Mediterranean within 15 minutes if the worst should come to pass, which is my great fear.
Well, I'm not getting overwrought on this for a couple of reasons. First off, I'm the guy who broke the story on Korea's uniting. After I talked to a princess in Japan on the 18th of February, I broke the story in the American Herald Tribune on the 4th of March, and Trump's town crier, QAnon, immediately on the 8th of March, kind of validated my story and said, yes, indeed, we're talking to the Koreas and they're planning to unite. We've now seen that the Koreas are uniting. Let me tell you, Trump did this in direct conversation with Xi and Putin. He did not do this with Rex Tillerson or Jim Mattis. So Trump is operating at a presidential level far beyond anything that anyone has done since Ronald Reagan. Now, second, I believe that Donald Trump is fully aware that both of the Syrian gas attacks were false flag attacks, and he used his two missile attacks, which were coordinated in advance with both Putin and Assad. He used those missile attacks to do two things. One, to do theatrics for the fake news network crowd, and also to test the missiles. I will give you a prediction right now, Jim. In Donald Trump's second term, the military-industrial complex will be cut in half, because Donald Trump has been watching very carefully as only a third of Raytheon's missiles actually hit the target and explode. Actually, it might be two-thirds, but there's a third of their missiles that did not hit the target and did not explode. Now, let me also say, I've been talking to my senior naval advisors, including people that have worked for the Secretary of the Navy. They all confirm what you're saying. After the USS Destroyer Cook was shut down by a single Russian electromagnetic warfare plane, which then made 12 passes on the Cook, and 27 people subsequently resigned from the U.S. Navy because they realized that all U.S. naval ships, including our aircraft carriers, are nothing more than floating bathtubs. In the face of what the Russians, and I might add the Iranians, have done with respect to electromagnetic warfare and anti-missile defense, as well as supersonic missiles that zigzag at Mach 2, the U.S. Navy is dead in the water. And I say that as a former naval officer to parody Winston Churchill. So from where I sit, and I've just published what I consider to be an important article on seven ideas for Iran, the bottom line here is that Trump, Xi, and Putin are at the fix big level of thinking, and Netanyahu is nothing more than a whiny dog that is trying to get people to avoid looking at the big poop he just put in the middle of the living room floor. Netanyahu is, in my view, a criminal who is long overdue for indictment, jail, and hanging. So I think Trump knows this. And the seven things that I have proposed that Iran actually bring to the table, together with Turkey, the Kurds, the Egyptians, and others, I'd be happy to outline them for you if you wish. But the bottom line is the Iranian nuclear program is right where it needs to be. The U.S. nuclear agreement is right where it needs to be. And if John Bolton, who has shown some signs of being newly loyal to President Trump, he's told the Arabs, we're getting out of Syria, you're going to be responsible for local defense. I think Trump is actually going to negotiate something in the Middle East that is just as big as uniting and denuclearizing the Korea. And if you want those 7 points, I'd be glad to talk about them.
Well, Robert, you're giving me restored reason to believe in the man. You know, when he campaigned on getting us out of the Middle East, I believed in him. We have studies from the University of Minnesota and Boston University show he was elected because it were residents of rural counties in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, which had counties that had suffered a lot of casualties from the Middle East, who voted for him in the belief that he was the less likely to continue these wars. I can only hope you're right about this. And yes, I would like you to elaborate about these points, because in my opinion, this issue vis-a-vis Iran is the monumental issue confronting us today in the international arena.
Well, let me say first off that I was a fortunate person in my education, which included a two-year master's degree at Lehigh University, which is an electrical engineering school and wrestling school. And I had the occasion to work with a number of Iranian engineers, and they are some of the smartest people on the planet and also some of the most ethical. Everything Americans have heard about Iran is generally a lie being sponsored by the Zionists and the mass media that works for the Zionists. I coined the term crap news network. I coined the term hashtag Google Gestapo. From Amazon, which is banning books, to Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, all of them work for the Zionists. All of them are managed by Ashkenazi Jews who cannot be trusted to honor the American public interest or tell the truth. So my bottom line is Iran is the adult in the region. Now, the seven things that I have brought forward, and I think Donald Trump is very, very aware of the fact that the Zionists are lying to him. He's very aware of the fact that Arnon Milshon and Yitzhak Rabin were the two Zionist participants in the John F. Kennedy assassination. He's very aware of my article, which has been sent to him on Zionism in America, Seven Strikes and Counting. He's probably aware of my article on Is Zionism Over, which is being widely read internationally. So bottom line here is there are seven things that need to be addressed in the Middle East, and I'll just list them and then you can ask me questions. But number one is peace between the Sunnis and the Shiites. The recent purge in Saudi Arabia has put the Wahhabis back into their box. So I think there's an opening here. Two, Jerusalem and perhaps Mecca as international cities. The Zionists are far out of bounds in doing anything in Jerusalem. It's simply not within their mandate, as Henry Seidman has so ably documented. Three, the restoration of Palestine. I have published a book review on a phenomenal book, Enclosure, by Professor Gary Fields. Anyone can go to 58iota.net and look up review Enclosure and get right to the most extraordinary book that carefully documents that 80% of the land occupied by Israel today was stolen from the Palestinians by military force and legal malfeasance, and 80% of the Palestinians have been genocided by the Zionists. And this is totally against the Balfour Declaration. Number four, the creation of a Kurdish confederacy that stays within the borders but honors their cultural heritage. Fifth, and very important, the repatriation of all unemployed Muslims from Europe at Arab expense, plus reparations for Iraq. Six, the creation of a post-Western, post-fossil fuel economy with unlimited desalinated water. And seventh, and I'm going to have to go get a glass of water, the creation of a regional and then global open source agency and network. So what I'm telling you, Jim, is the Iranian nuclear deal is a done deal. The Iranians are honoring it. Donald Trump knows this. Now, Mike Pompeo may not know this. Mike Pompeo may be, unfortunately, he demonstrated at CIA that he couldn't tell that they were all professional liars. And so Mike, the Kool-Aid. But at the present, he talks to Putin. There's no question. Israel is lying. Iran is complying with the deal. We need to talk about the bigger issues.
I like that phrase. Iran is complying. Israel is lying. I think that nails it right there, hitting the right on the head. David, your fifth point about repatriating the immigrants from Europe, that would be sensational because they're causing cultural disruption throughout the entire continental region and even into Scandinavia. That would be a tremendous benefit for that.
Well, let me point out to your listeners that the Barcelona Agreement in the late 1990s involved the bribery by the Arabs of the European leaders at the time. The European leaders were bribed to allow unlimited unemployed Muslims into Europe. We need to reverse that.
Robert, hold that thought. We'll be back right after this break with Robert David Steele.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown family-owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel here on the Power Hour. Robert David Steele, you're just astonishing me with this diagnosis. I am would be ecstatic for everything you're saying to be the case. I do think that Donald is far more brilliant politically than he's ever given credit for. Please continue with your elaboration of these 7 points.
Well, I don't want to elaborate as much as tell people they can just go to phibetaiota.net and read the article, which was also published in the Middle East, but without the endnotes. And I do want to emphasize, Jim, since you're a PhD and also a former Marine, and a lot of people don't understand that they go together, everything I say is documented. I've been recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize. I am the top Amazon reviewer for nonfiction, although I've removed all of my reviews from Amazon and protest over their banning your book and my reviews that are inconvenient to Israel. And the bottom line here is everything I'm saying is documented, and I believe very, very strongly that Donald Trump is playing the entire world, including his cabinet members, for fools.
That's utterly fascinating, utterly fascinating. Incidentally, the Knesset has now authorized the Prime Minister and Defense Minister to declare war on their own. And, of course, they made it very clear that they are interested in attacking Iran. By your scenario, I take it you don't believe that will come to pass. But it's been
it might come to pass. I have no problem with Tel Aviv being wiped from the face of the earth.
Yeah, well, I feel so strongly that, you know, Russia couldn't allow this to happen. I've actually used the phrase of Israel being turned into the world's largest sheet of glass if we have something like this.
Yeah, but, you know, I honestly don't think it's going to come to that. First off, people like Colonel Doug McGregor and Tucker Carlson on Fox News are coming out and really confronting the president, because we all know that the president is being lied to by the CIA. He's probably being lied to indirectly by Mike Pompeo, who doesn't know any better. And so the president has to juggle all of the stuff that he's being told by his American staff, who are generally either bribed or blackmailed by the Zionists or simply ignorant and going with the flow. But he fortunately has direct access to Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping and others, including the leaders of Egypt. And I'll tell you what, I would not be at all surprised if Donald Trump does not have a direct communications channel with the president of Iran. I'm serious as a heart attack here. Trump is a genius at the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and he is a genius at using people who hate Israel to get proper intelligence that is not being made available to him by the Zionist-controlled U.S. intelligence community. So I would not underestimate Donald Trump in the slightest in this area. Now, let me also say that I've noticed a marked trend in both Russia and Iran with respect to accentuating defensive weaponry and neutralization weaponry, which is to say they can neutralize a U.S. carrier without sinking it. They're actually thinking very strategically about how to stop the United States from supporting Israel without pissing off the American public, and that is sheer genius.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. The more you talk, the better I like it, Robert. I mean, I have, of course, interviewed you before, and you made a tremendous impression. This is very, very striking stuff you're describing here. Wow, I want to believe every word you say.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can believe it, but I do know that there are three billionaires that have approached me. One of them is putting money on the table next week. And I believe that you're going to see in the United States the emergence of a truth channel, which I'm being asked to build, that buries Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I want to support Mike Adams with his real video. I want to create the alternative to Twitter called Trumpet, in which the president is able to not only tweet or trumpet out to 200 million American voters, all of whom will receive both free emails and free membership in the National Rifle Association. So these billionaires are putting some serious money down. To include, one of them has told me, he's got 10 other billionaires that are ready to pay for the wall, to give Donald Trump the money for the wall so it doesn't come out of the U.S. budget. Jim, there's some stuff that's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 weeks that is going to blow people's minds, and it is going to bury not only the Democratic Party, but also the Republican Party and the Libertarian Party. Independents are coming out.
I'm so glad to have you here with me today. Robert David Steele will be right back after this present.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sitting in for Daniel once again. It's such a pleasure to do so and to have a guest as formidable as Robert David Steele. Just to mention a couple data points that have been bothering me, Robert, we have the Israeli defense minister asking Russia to stand down Syrian air defenses or they'll be attacked too, which is, of course, insulting. I mean, you know, Russia is a superpower. Israel has nukes they have never acknowledged, but most certainly are not. We have Syrian military intelligence seizing weapons and Israeli medical shipments headed to the rebels in northern homes. We have more American French military convoys arriving in northern Syria. We have U.S. warplanes striking Syrian armory positions in the at Deir ez-Zor province. Those considerations have bothered me considerably. Not that I believe Russia is going to be intimidated by insults from the Israeli foreign minister, but it's all very troubling and suggestive that the situation may be explosive.
Well, let's take that in three parts. Number one, the Israelis are not stupid. They're some of the smartest people on the planet, and one of the things they have going for them is that they have all U.S. national security communications, including all 26 systems in the White House, completely penetrated. Although Kelly and Trump tried to clean that up, I'm not at all sure they were successful. So the bottom line is the Zionists are listening to everything the U.S. is saying, and I would not be at all surprised if they don't have the same access in Russia, where the Russian Jewish Chinese, the Russian Jewish criminal networks have had formidable access across the Kremlin and across Russian communications and computing systems. So I believe that most of what Israel is doing is bluster, because they are nothing more than a whiny dog. And I remember with fondness how one U.S. Marine stopped an Israeli tank column, which in my own mind is why the Marine Corps Beirut's barracks were bombed. I think it was done by the Zionists, not by Iran. And Jim Mattis has to figure that out.
Yes. I agree.
So bottom line, I think everyone is posturing. I believe that Israel is literally the runt in the litter. And I don't think that Trump is going to risk the Russians neutralizing a U.S. carrier group such that the U.S. public sees that.
Right. To show that we're helpless in the eyes of their very sophisticated electronic warfare capacity.
Yes, and I've been told by people who work for the Secretary of the Navy.
Yeah, they're the common phrase from Marine Corps days, indeed. Yeah, I think that's happening, Robert. That's fascinating. That's fascinating that they realize what they're up against, because the Russian capabilities are so greater, more advanced than American. I mean,
Jim, let me make an important here, because the single most important billionaire that is supporting me now, who may push me into the front of the world stage here real soon, he is a man of God. He is absolutely the epitome of an American patriotic Christian white male, as it happens, although I'm very pleased with Kanye West. Kanye West is now catching up with Cynthia McKinney, and I believe that the people of color are going to come over to Donald Trump in droves within the next 60 days. And so a lot is going on here, but let me say, speaking as someone who is working with people who are devout patriotic Christians, Syria is a country that has been very good to Christians, and it is perhaps the only country that has a Christian leadership in that region, and the Christians know this. Donald Trump is probably being lied to, if not by active lies, by omission. He's not being given all of the facts about how his base, and his Christian base in particular, feel about Syria. That's number one. Number two, Donald Trump's base hates the Zionists with a passion. Ron Paul and Phil Giraldi are two guys that I pay a lot of attention to. They both hate the Zionists with a passion. This is probably a good time to make the point that Zionists are bad, Jews are good. Netanyahu, the famous article I wrote on Zionism in America, Seven Strikes and Counting, includes as one strike that Netanyahu and the Orthodox Jews have told the 9 million American Reform and Progressive Jews to piss off. They don't count. They're nothing more than shiksas. They're just like goyim. They're less than human. Okay? So the American and progressive Jews are ready to listen to Donald Trump when he says, I've had enough of this. We are not going to tolerate a Zionist rabid dog in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, you're making some excellent points. I recently republished on my own blog a piece by Phil Giraldi about how American Jews are driving America's wars, and they ought to recuse themselves with dealing with issues with the Middle East. We know, of course, the project.
Let me make an important point here, because Phil is missing the point, which is American Jews. First off, American Jews are only 9 million in number. They're not driving anything. What's driving American national security is Jeffrey Epstein, the Lolita Express, and the mastery of the Zionists of the pedophilia blackmail and bribery environment. Every member of Congress is being bribed or blackmailed. And a lot of these resignations that are allegedly over Me Too, sexual impropriety with adult females, are actually pedophile resignations. I'm a chief counsel and commissioner for the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Human Trafficking and Child Sex Abuse. And I'm learning more than I ever want to learn, not only about child sex abuse, but child torture, satanic rituals, the dropping of fetuses into the middle of the ritual floor so they can be eaten. The stuff that is going on, to including lowlifes in America who are breeding children for sale. And the children are more valuable because there's no birth certificate, so no one misses them when they die. This stuff is just monstrous. Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump appear to be totally on top of the, and we no longer use the word pedophilia, we call them pedocriminals or pedo-predators, okay? Because pedophilia means love of children. That's not correct. There's no love in what's being done to children across America, and possibly to as many as 25% of our children are being abused in daycare centers and schools, wrestling teams, remember Denny Hassert, the whole bit. So Trump is not a fool. He has got sources that are beyond what the secret intelligence community can confront, to include Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and Assad. And I will speculate that he's talking directly to Iran. And Iran is sending him pictures of this place where the Zionists allegedly stole the stuff, and Trump is laughing his ass off. This is a hut, as Gareth Porter points out, where if you stored CDs in this hut with no air conditioning, they would be fried within a year. There's no lock on the door. I mean, I played tennis with an Orthodox Jew who was nailing a different Gentile girl every night. And I asked him, how do you reconcile that? And he said, shitsis don't count. Well, I will tell you, Jim, I'm quite convinced that Netanyahu has lost his mind and absolutely believes that we are all shitsis, goyim, less than human, with no brains, and he can tell any lie he wants, and we're going to fall for it. That ends now.
Yeah, I understand. I think you're 100%. Absolutely right. And it may come as a shock to many in our audience, but these are the grim realities of the world in which we live today. Americans have been too gullible, been played too long. And even today by the Democratic Party, with a succession of outrageous false flag stunts, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, San Bernardino, Las Vegas, Charlottesville, Parkland. But Robert, I've investigated these. They're all phony frauds. People didn't die there. It was all political gimmicks. Barack Obama. Oh,
I agree, Jim. And let me say something very positive. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is going to lose the next election. Tim Canova, who polled 43% against her this last time, has left the Democratic Party. He's going to run for Congress as an independent. And I know a billionaire that's planning to give him $50 million.
Terrific. Terrific. She is a political scumbag, sabotaging the candidacy of Bernie Sanders, manipulating, giving 13 primaries, he won to Hillary. She is disgusting,
yeah.
And she was behind this whole Parkland thing. The March for Our Lives had to be permitted 180 days, that's 6 months in advance.
No, Jim, you're absolutely right. And let me also say, I just misspoke. Tim Canova is not getting $50 million. A PAC that will support him is getting $50 million. But the bottom line here is that huge money is beginning to move. I believe that the Democrats are going to find their balls cut off in this next election. I believe that the people of color are going to shift, and I believe that Donald Trump is eventually, hopefully in time for November, going to sponsor the Election Reform Act. And the reason he's going to sponsor the Election Reform Act is because he knows he can pull in the 47% of the U.S. voting public that did not vote for him or for anyone in 2016.
Robert, stand by. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jim Fenster sitting in for Daniel today. The hour, the two have gone just lightning fast. Robert, you're just doing such sensational work. You may be the most informed man on the planet. I want you to have the opportunity to address the people of the United States with what they need to know, what they need to understand about the situation we're in today.
Jim, thank you for that. I think that Iran and many others recognize that the American public is the center of gravity. The American public is starting to wake up. The American public is starting to understand that the U.S. economy and the U.S. government have been working for the 1% and essentially looting the republic and going to war
as a profit center. Okay? So I have a plan. It's called Trump 2.0. The tiny URL is /Trump, the number 2, and then Longview. Trump 2.0 seeks to elevate Trump from 27%, which is what he had to get elected, to 70%. It's a three-part plan. It mobilizes all veterans with a military political action committee. It engages the Greens, the libertarians. Once we fire all the libertarian leaders because they're absolutely worthless, they don't really want to win an election. And it engages the independents. That's the people part. The technology part is a truth channel. With its own TV studio, its own replacements for Facebook, Google, YouTube, and also Meetup. Meetup needs to be put to death. Meetup has been closing down conservative and nonpartisan endeavors such as hashtag unrig, so we need a new Meetup. And a post-Google internet, essentially. And finally, leadership. And this is where we really need to show the president that if he pushes an election reform act, if he does fireside chats, and if he starts running a virtual convention of states, a virtual constitutional convention, he will be able to lead America in a conversation that will give him a Congress that is not dominated by the Republican Party. Because the Republican Party is our enemy just as much as the Democratic Party is. We need an honest Congress that makes evidence-based decisions, and you don't get there without election reform that allows independents, Greens, Libertarians, Constitution Party, Reform Party. Everybody needs a fair shot at getting into Congress so we create a swing vote and we bury the two-party tyranny. That plus the Truth Channel are my mission in life.
Robert, that's all splendid. My great concern, what you have to shatter is the Zionist grip on Congress, whereas Cynthia McKinney revealed a couple of years ago, when new members arrive in Washington, they're asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States, and those who don't find themselves confronted with a well-financed alternative candidate next time around or even
we all understand that. And let me just say to you that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is going to be a pimple on the sidewalk by the time we're done with her.
She deserves that or worse, frankly.
Dianne Feinstein. I mean, look, we've got a list of people, and Donald Trump has a list of people. But I really want to stress that if there's any divergence between the president and myself, it's this: the president is going for a Republican supermajority. That's not what I'm going for. I'm going for a patriotic Christian majority that votes for the public, not for the party.
Well, I'm 100% with you. I mean, you've got the right concept in my book. I may not be a Christian myself as an agnostic, as a professional philosopher, but I certainly respect everything you're saying and the values of this nation and of Europe, which are being so severely challenged and undermined by the massive immigration promoted by those who have the worst interests of the West in their hearts and souls. Have to be preserved. We have great civilization here that needs to be respected and preserved and nurtured, not destroyed willy-nilly by ravaging hordes.
Jim, you're absolutely right. And let me tell you that one of the things that has really helped me is that as I've become known to particularly the alt-right and the alt-left, people have started sending me stuff. And let me end on this note. The Chabad supremacist group, which has its U.S. headquarters in Broward County, with which Debbie Wasserman Schultz is very prominent there in her adjacent district, the Chabad supremacist cult considers all of us, Christians and Muslims, to be less than human. People need to get a grip on this. They need to really understand that they think we are pieces of crap that they can step on. We need to get Zionists from Hollywood, from the universities, from the banks, from the government. We need to get Zionists out of the U.S. economy, out of the U.S. government, and out of the U.S. society.
I couldn't agree more, Robert, and I want to tell everyone to get more information about Robert and his work, and Ole and his as well. Go to the guest list for today. You'll see numerous links. Robert, I have in the past 10 years or so had eight or nine radio shows. I've done thousands of interviews either as guest or as host. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your coming on with Ole today. This has been the single most satisfying program with which I've had any association in my entire life. I just want to thank you for how much you've contributed here and are contributing to the United States and to the Western world.
Well, I'm glad to follow Ole. I absolutely respect Ole, and I do believe that America does not have a serious counterintelligence capability. The president should absolutely have the FBI and everybody else on, including NSA, on high alert against a Zionist false flag in Washington, D.C., or elsewhere in the United States.
Well, Robert, to my opinion, you're just a sensation. I have been so impressed when I've interviewed you in the past. Today, you're giving revelations that actually, frankly, give me hope. I have becoming very pessimistic that the Middle East is going to lead to the real Armageddon and that most life is going to be wiped out on Earth as a consequence. You're giving me hope.
Let me put it to you this way, and this is my final thought. Number one, nobody wanted to believe me when I said that Trump was going to unite the Koreas and denuclearize Korea. And that includes pulling out American military forces and closing U.S. bases in Korea and taking out U.S. nuclear weapons that are secretly stored there by the U.S. Air Force. That's all done. If Trump can unite the Koreas and denuclearize the Koreas, I guarantee you he can bring peace to the Middle East. But he has to do it with this larger context that I've laid out, the seven specifics, to include peace between the Sunnis and the Shiites, the removal of the unemployed Muslim men from Europe. All of this hangs together, and none of it can be done without freeing Palestine.
Robert, you're sensational. This was just a fantastic interview. I can't thank you enough. My special thanks to Daniel, to Catherine, to the Power Hour for featuring me as a guest host in honor of Joyce Riley. Thank you all for listening.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.